Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine
on Radio MD.
Endocrine disruptors are elements in the environment, chemicals that can interfere with how your endocrine system works. What does that mean? What does your endocrine system do? Well, you know, today you're going to find out because Dr. Holly Lucille is here and she's nationally recognized and licensed naturopathic doctor and very, very brilliant woman. So, Dr. Holly, endocrine disruptors, this is a new catch-all term and we're hearing it in the media. What are they and what are they doing to us?
Well, okay, so let's break it down because I think it's one thing when the media starts to get something, then you got to know that for 10 years, we as scientists and researchers have been really understanding what has been going on. And so I'm glad that public is more aware regarding these endocrine disruptors. So endocrine, that means your hormone system, okay? And disruptors, that's exactly basically what it says. It's disrupting this beautiful, Deepak Chopra says it best, you touch one strand and the whole web trembles, right? We've got this sophisticated, interconnected system in our body that drives really a lot of our different functions. Our endocrine system, our hormone system, hormones deliver messages. That's what they do. That's what their job is. And I mean, there are tons of them. And Melanie, what is one of the most predominant clinical situations I see in my practice these days? It is people coming in for symptoms of hormonal imbalance. And so we've got to be able to understand what these endocrine disruptors are. But they're in the environment. That's what we're talking about. They're in the environment. And it is not a simple story.
Okay, so what in the environment is doing this to us? And I just said in the intro, mostly chemicals, but I would imagine there's lots of things in the environment we may not even realize.
Oh, sure. I mean, part of, you know, naturopathic medicine or more of a comprehensive approach to health is to identify and treat the cause, right? Well, you know, I've been practicing for over 15, almost 20 years, and I've noticed, and a lot of times it's not rocket science, I say, you know, the body has this incredible innate ability to heal itself. And a lot of times when we just pull something out that might be in the way of that and let the body do its job, it's pretty brilliant what can happen. But in the past, I would say decade, I have to look harder and harder at people's relationships to their environment. So certainly our chemically dependent society, their diet, so pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, secondhand smoke, different allergens and molds, all of these different things that are in our environment. But let's take, for example, we know this one, DDT, okay? So this is a prime example of how dangerous these endocrine disruptors are. This was a pesticide that was used through the mid-1940s, okay? And until early 70s, DDT is now known to be an endocrine disruptor that causes cancer and damages wildlife, especially in large predatory birds. It is stored. See, these things, what happens is they are fat-soluble, so they pass through our skin and they get stored in our fat cells, okay? Here's the deal with DDT. Even though it's been taken off the market because of its detrimental side effects to our health, in 2005, there was a study that DDT is still being found in the bodies of people in North America.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you don't even think about it because that was so 70s, wasn't it?
Well, it was. But and that is how pervasive these things are. BPA is another known endocrine disruptor. It can contribute to the development of cancer and can cause attention deficit disorders. And once again, BPA, bisphenol,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
BPA was banned for use in baby products in Canada in 2010 as newborns, infants, and children are most likely to be at risk of its effects, but it's still used in other hard plastics, okay? Often when you look at the bottom of a plastic jar, it's number 7. It's also used in the lining of many canned foods and thermal receipt papers. We've talked about this before. We already are aware of the damaging effects of chemicals in our endocrine system, and one of the biggest things that we need to do is stay aware of them and reduce exposure whenever possible. That's how we can take control over this pretty passive and ever pervasive situation at this point in time.
Well, you've certainly gotten me going with the receipts. I don't touch them anymore. And when I do have to touch them, I wash my hands right away. But now when they give me a receipt, I'll say, can you just put it in the bag? And then I just don't even touch it and leave it in the bag and use it as recycle. But there are a lot of things now. We even see things. You mentioned the DDTs and you mentioned BPAs. What about the ozone, Dr. Holly? Because that's an endocrine disruptor right there, but not something we can actually avoid.
No, that's right. And that's why, and I think you bring up a great point. You know, a lot of times when I lecture, this can be pretty daunting, all of the scientific studies that I start to come up with regarding our environment and environmental medicine. But the key is that we have to be empowered to take control wherever we can. So there are some things that we don't have much control over. But what you take in, so having a great filter for your shower and the water that you consume in your house, using glass bottles only. Honestly, people, you know, think, oh, organic, that just means they're going to jack the price. It's not true. Avoiding pesticides, herbicides, fungicides are extremely important. We've talked many times about EWG.org, Environmental Working Group. They've got the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. This morning I went grocery shopping. They didn't happen to have organic asparagus, but guess what? I know that's kind of on the Clean 15, so I'm okay taking conventional grown asparagus that's local here. I'll wash it off, and I feel I'll be just fine. The other thing, too, the air that we breathe. You know, be able to protect yourself with antioxidants. You know, I can take a hike here in Los Angeles and get up and really, you know, it's a pretty color of green, but there is a green ring of pollutional smog around my city. And I know that I am breathing that in, and it's touching my cells. So I take at least 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C just to protect from the oxidative damage of air pollution. And so there's these little things that we put in place each and every day. And the more and more you think about it, the more and more you can add every single day to beat these endocrine disruptors. They're out there. They're obviously in our bodies, right? So I also talk about simple, easy ways to do daily detox. Parsley, cilantro. Love those two things in your smoothie.
Love them.
That can really help. Dry skin brushing. Taking a loofah brush and 5 minutes twice a day, or once if you can get it in, towards your heart. So increases circulation, increases lymph. It also allows those skin cells to turn over. Your skin is your largest detoxification organ. Taking milk thistle as well, just once a day. It's been proven to be not only hepatoprotective, so protects your liver, huge organ of digestion, but it can actually increase protein synthesis. That means new liver cells for, let's say, alcohol use, drug use, recreational and or prescription drug use. And so protecting that liver, opening the homunculus, getting your skin open, perspiration, getting things out on a daily basis is going to help as well.
It certainly is, and we only have about 30 or 40 seconds left, but I want to bring up the PFCs. People think these nonstick pans are just so great, but when you start to see the nonstick pan peeling off, you do not want that crap in your food or your system.
Well, and quite honestly, you don't want to buy those products.
No, you don't.
You got to be able to do a little bit of research, get a pan that is healthy for you.
And mercury, too. Mercury in the fish to eat wild only.
Yep, wild only, of course. And then, yes, a wild fish only. All of those high points that people think are just marketing things for today, I understand that we need to be careful of them. But listen, it makes sense. So slow down, use your own mind, wake up, reduce exposure at all costs, and do a little something to get a daily detox in. Longevity, disease prevention, that's what we're talking about.
Absolutely. And as Dr. Holly said, you can read more about the Dirty Dozen endocrine disruptors at EWG.org. That's the Environmental Working Group. They have great information there. And you're getting great information here, too, with our lovely Dr. Holly. So we have more great show coming up. Stay well and stay tuned.